Hi, this is Marty.
Hey, Marty, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Amy. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The purpose of my call, hon, is you clicked in your dashboard indicating you wanted more information on Google Guarantee.
Well, yeah, I sort of was looking to see what it was all about. Then all of a sudden I got a we'll call you right back or something.
Yeah, that triggered
yeah,
the call from me.
Yeah, I was just kind of not really, I was just kind of interested to see what it was about more than moving forward with it. Because I kind of think I do know what it is, but.
What do you think it is?
What was it called again?
Google Guarantee.
Yes, well, it's sort of like, well, maybe you should tell me.
Well, I want to know what you think about it so far, and then I can tell you. I can correct you if you're incorrect.
Well, if it's sort of like Google Ads or something like that, you're making my mind work too hard today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not like Google Ads. It's Google Guarantee, so it's Google's pay-per-lead program. Google Ads, you pay per click. Google Guarantee, you only pay per qualified lead.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I talked to somebody earlier from Local Splash about it.
I don't have anything in the notes here about it, but I'm not going to say you didn't talk. Oh, yeah, it says here that they, before Christmas, that they had offered it to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it was, if it was Nadine or somebody. But,
yeah
I want to try to make what I have already kind of start rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I want to do it down the line, because I just kind of want to see how what we're trying to attempt right now, how it's starting to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're about 4 weeks in, so you're in a pretty good spot, considering, you know, you're like right on the cusp. So maximum results, 4 to 6 weeks. You're looking pretty good right about where you're at. They're just, you know, putting the final touches on everything, getting all the programming moving forward. So it's a pretty good spot to be in. And then the reviews is going to be super important. I'm sure they went over that, right?
Yeah. And I got a lot of my ex-client or my clients don't like Google at all. And
oh, that's too bad.
I know. I you know what? I'm not a big liker of Google myself. I don't use it for pretty much for anything. But I know how a lot of people do use it. But my past clients, like, they just don't want to deal with Google. They figure, well, if I put my name to Google, they're going to start sending me information and tracking me and all that kind of stuff. And
well, it's not Google tracking. That's the United States government. But, you know.
Yeah.
The Google's not tracking, and they're not going to send them anything. It would just be to help your business to have a higher ranking. If you had anybody who is willing to give you a 5-star review, it would only help where you're at with things. You know, it's something that you can do naturally to help the company on its own. I mean, you must be in a pretty stiff neighborhood if nobody does you service like Google.
well, there's a lot of them. And, but the thing is, though, too, I don't like to text message people, say, hey, would you give me, I want to meet them eye to eye type thing. Especially my clients that I've had for a long time.
Sure.
And, I know I got a couple doctors, they said, Marty, I wish I could, but I don't review anything.
That
type of thing, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, best of luck to you on everything, okay? And
if
you're
interested
in expanding, I can always go over the stuff with you. The Google Guarantee is where it's going to wind up going. It does require some reviews, though.
Yeah,
it's good.
I'll get them.
Yeah, it's where everything's kind of going. And you can be eye to eye and ask them for the review and then send them the link directly while you're in front of them. There's lots of options. You can send them even to your website, Marty, and have them leave you the 5-star review that way as well. There's lots and lots of options.
I've got a question for you now.
Yeah, I've got an answer for you. Sure.
Good. I know you do. So yeah, that website thing, it says, request, a review.
Uh huh.
And then it comes up in like the name, the text, mm-hmm. and then optional email. And I noticed that the text goes out and comes out on the phone as Local Splash.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
It shouldn't come, the message says Local Splash is what you're saying?
Yeah, like on the text message, you know how it's like your friends or you, somebody calls or texts you, it'll
yeah.
have their header or something. Mine uh-huh. came up as Local Splash because actually when I okay. talked to one of my clients about it,
uh-huh.
he says, oh, I didn't know who it was, so I deleted it.
Kind of weird.
They didn't
huh?
even
okay.
look at it. They
Let
just
me
kind
take
of stroked across it.
Okay,
but
so
I think
from
I
the
sent
website.
It to myself.
From the website, finishingtouchesbymarty.com, right?
Yeah, and then
okay.
it says,
so
I think you go to the
click,
reviews, and then you go
click on the
a review.
If you click on the, no, that's from the dashboard. You're talking about from the dashboard, but I can
yes,
have them look into
it
from the
dashboard.
So
that's
if you send people directly to your website, at the top
right.
by the phone number, there's a
yeah,
little G, a blue G. If you have them click
Correct.
On that blue G, that's going to take them to the review section on your Google profile. So that's
yeah.
going to eliminate that situation. However, you're saying from within the dashboard, let me get
yeah,
in there
I'm
and send my, let me send myself one and I can, because I can do it from your station. Hold on.
It says, right beside the clock there, it says export, then there's a little clock and it says
yeah.
request review. I clicked that one and it came over as Local Splash.
Okay, give me just 1 second. Hold on. Request review. Let me put in my cell phone here. Let's go like this. Send. Failure. Sending. Oh, maybe it's because I'm an employee. Hold on. Let me just put in the number. Send. Oops, reference not set to instant. Okay. Okay, do you know how to screenshot? Oh, wait, it sent it to me anyways. Hold on. Holy smokes. Okay, hold on.
Are you on my dashboard?
Yeah, I'm on yours. No, no, no.
Oh.
I just
noticed that, too.
Yeah, it says, how was your recent experience with us? Hi, thanks for being a loyal customer. Will you take a few minutes to leave a review on Finishing Touches by Marty and rate your experience with us? Yeah, it came through. It came through, but the phone number is a Local Splash phone number because it sends from the 877 phone number. So maybe that's what's kind of throwing you off because it doesn't say anything about Local Splash on the message itself.
Yeah, I thought it just said Local Splash. I just try to send me myself
Again?
One on my
cool.
on my 949 number.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
But it didn't work. It came up
it
some
did.
Error or something.
Yeah, but look at the phone. Actually, look at the phone number because it went
oh.
through on mine even though it said the error message, it went through, which I'm going to report that because that's weird. But,
yeah, it didn't come up on mine.
It didn't. Okay.
No.
All right. I'll go ahead and report that and have them take a look at it and see what they can do to get it
okay, I just
fixed up for you too, okay?
It worked.
It did the second
see.
Time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you see the message says, doesn't say anything about Local Splash, so.
Actually, it didn't come through.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have IT take a look at it and see what they can come
yeah,
up with.
Yeah, it could, because I'm pretty sure that's it did,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure if it was just I have no idea why, but.
It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Also, I did try to, you know, they sent me a link. Okay, give this link to customers to get more reviews. I
mm-hmm.
did that, and it makes them sign into their Google account.
Uh-huh,
because
it's a Gmail. Yeah, it's a Google
okay.
it's a Google review, so they're going to want them to sign into their Google account.
What if they
yeah.
don't have a Google account?
Then they can't leave a review on that portion. They can leave a review elsewhere.
So if I go to my website and they click that little G,
mm-hmm.
will that still make them have to sign into their Google account?
It will. Mm-hmm.
Ah, maybe that's why. What if people don't have it? How am I supposed to get reviews?
Yeah, well, they can leave them on Yelp. They can still leave them on Facebook. There's other places for them to leave the reviews. But on Google, you have to, if you're going to leave a Google review, you have to have a Google account. Just like if you're going to leave a review on Yelp or on Facebook or on anywhere else on the internet, they're going to expect you to have the account that's directly with that organization.
And I think that's what my clients were maybe trying to say. I don't have a Google account.
It could be, especially if you're talking about, like, the older community, you know, because older folks, you know, they're kind of sitting stuck in their ways, and they don't necessarily have a Google account. They have a Yahoo or an AOL that's, or a Comcast that's been working for them for a really long time, and there's no need to change it, you know? I've dealt with that quite a few times myself, so I understand what you're saying.
So, yeah, that's what, see, I didn't understand. I thought maybe you just didn't. He goes, we don't use Yelp or Google.
Yeah, some people don't use the Gmail. They don't use the Gmail at all. But that's okay because, you know, I mean, if they don't, I'm sure as long as you've been in business, there's probably other people willing to say something nice about the company, right?
No, they do. You know, and I do stuff with Angie's too. So mm-hmm. on my website, if you just click on my website and look at it, I do have something that I was talking to somebody from Angie's the other day, the web page people, mm-hmm. and she included a review mm-hmm. page on my website, which I came over and I brought my Angie's and Home Advisor leads in there, but that's on my website only, so.
Yeah, okay. That's cool, because they can still access it that way. That's fine.
Yeah, but I want this Google thing to work, and I just needed to know. Now that I know what you need to have.
Yeah, you have to do it from a Google account.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's what the confusion was, I think, and from me. I did it,
right.
It said the same thing.
Yeah.
The Google thing, so.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But
well,
I don't think my daughter. She was going to leave me a review too, and I don't think she's got a Google account. But I'm going to have to check that.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyways, I appreciate your time so
it's
much.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure anytime. And I heard you mention Nadine, and I just want to let you know she's going to be out of the office for about another month or so. So if you
is
did need something,
okay?
It's not her husband, it's her. She had a heart attack.
Oh my God, poor thing.
She's a very close friend of mine. We're very, very close.
She's the one that got me.
I know, she did. I know she did, and that's why when your account came across for upsell or review, when you clicked on that, that's why it came to me, is because I trained her, and she's a very close friend of mine, so I'm taking over her account. So if there's something that you need, Martin, or you're interested or anything like that, I'll send you a text when we're done with Light Direct Extension.
Yeah.
That way you can call me if you need anything, because I'll be taking care of her stuff for her, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, I get somebody right away when I request it anyways, and I appreciate everything. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'll talk to you later, Marty. Bye now.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. I don't lock...